This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Jenna Perala and her latest release, Exactly Nowhere. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Jenna Perala and her latest release, Exactly Nowhere. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jenna regarding her latest release, and you're going to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From her CD, Exactly Nowhere, here is Jenna Perala with Life is Hard.
Coffee, 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 she thought, in her three-year-old 300 thread count bed sheets. Not me, not me, not me, she thought. This isn't my life, but this is what I got. 'Cause life just is so hard, even when it's easy and nothing seems to please me. Life is just so hard, even when it's easy and nothing seems to please me. So I turn on the TV, watch anything really, anything to escape this monotony. 'Cause I'm depressed, I guess. Eat ice cream and smoke cigarettes, buy stuff every chance that I get, like people less and less. I can almost hear you say, just get out of the way. It's a Mack truck and it's barreling, and I can't move my legs, and I can't close my eyes, and I'm just getting older, but no more the wise. And the truth like a beacon sits harsh on high. Yeah, the truth like a beacon is everybody dies. Life is just so hard, even when it's easy and nothing seems just to please me. Yeah, life is just so hard, even when it's easy and nothing seems to please me. So I take a walk out in the street, looking for someone or something to make me feel like a human being. 'Cause I'm depressed, I guess. Smoke weed and try to connect. Drink every chance that I get. Like mornings, 'cause there's still hope, yes. I can almost hear you say it was a nighttime like today, but the beauty of it fades with each passing day. And yes, I'm afraid I do fade away, as what might have been think of me now and again. Yes, I'm afraid I do fade away, as what could have been. Please think of me when life just gets so hard, even when it's easy and nothing seems to please me. Yeah, life is just so hard, even when it's easy and nothing seems to please me. Except maybe you, but I don't think you do. So maybe one day, maybe you wonder.
From her CD Exactly Nowhere, that was Jenna Perala with Life is Hard. Check out Jenna at her official website, www.jennaperala.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jenna regarding her latest release, and here's how the interview went.
Now, you've got a fantastic CD here, and now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about Exactly Nowhere?
I feel it's pretty mixed, I guess, but on the most part, I can't even say on the most part. I think it's mixed emotions. I feel satisfied. I feel excited. I feel calm. It's just nice to be able to release it, so it gives me it just calms me down a little bit. So I've been working on it for a while and wanted people to hear it for quite some time, so it's fun.
I see. All those words sound just about right to me. It's a very ambitious album, 15 songs, and every song is so different from the other, so great work. Who helped you behind the mixing board?
Like, who produced it?
Yeah.
I worked with two producers, two awesome producers, Russell Marsland and Chris Gestrin. I met Russell first, and he's a really awesome guitar player, musician, blues, a real blues guy, but he can play anything. He heard me play and offered to just be, not like a mentor, but to be available for me should I need anything. And, a couple years later, I took him up on that offer and called him and asked his advice on who to produce my album. And he introduced me. He knew right away. He had Chris in mind right away. And so he introduced me to Chris Gestrin, who then, he came on board. And we all worked on it together.
And how is this different from your previous release? How do you feel it's different?
From This Ain't Pretty.
Right.
Was my first album, the first songs I'd ever written, and the first time I'd ever, it was just my first of so many in being a musician, or a songwriter. So, I just kind of learned how to listen to myself through recording this album. I didn't really know what I was doing or what I wanted or how to know what I want. And then by doing it, I learned how to listen for what I want, if that makes sense. That might be really abstract.
It makes a lot of sense to me. It does, actually.
Yeah, so then this album I knew how to just listen to myself and make something that I want.
And talk about how music began for you How did it all get started?
I've been singing for as long as I can remember. Always loved singing. Started writing poetry as a teenager. And then always loved poetry and words. And then I loved writing poetry and I loved singing, and I knew there was a song in me somewhere. I think on some level I always do that. But I didn't know how to explore that or express it. And then my dad ended up just buying me a guitar, and I just decided to plug away at it and find that song. I feel as though I did. I'm not saying. I knew at a certain point that I wanted to keep writing songs. After I wrote like my third song, I think, which is actually on that first album, This Ain't Pretty, and it's called Restless by Nature, and it's a great little ditty.
And in listening to Exactly Nowhere, you know, the musicality and the range of styles is pretty tremendous. So tell me, what kind of music influenced you?
Words have always influenced me. So probably the poetic lyricist. I think I grew up around. Yeah, my parents are into both poetry and music, and I grew up around a lot of it. So those artists probably influenced me, which were, Leonard Cohen, Paul Simon, the
real writers, yeah.
Those guys, and then my dad, yeah, like Sam Cooke was a big part of our household. Which probably, that's who I wanted, everybody would want to sing like him, but I definitely grew up singing his songs, and his songs were my favorite to sing around the house for sure, just as a kid, and that, his voice is amazing. And then, my dad listened to, like, a lot of the real musicians, like the Allman Brothers, and just guys, George Harrison, guys like that. That was the background of my upbringing. Hopefully that influences me. I mean, I should be so lucky. But that was definitely what I listened to growing up. And then, I loved pop too when I was a little kid. But those were probably my earliest influences. And then, now I listen to a wide variety. So I think it all sinks in there now. If I don't care what genre anyone thinks anything is, because if it's good, it's good.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
I don't like sit down and decide I'm gonna write. So I don't like go about it in that way. I kind of just let it happen. But the process. It's quite often quite similar. I often will get like a vague notion, something I'm gonna percolate or let percolate, and then I just sit on it for a while, and eventually a lyric will pop into my head, and then I kind of take that lyric and run with it. So I get like a general idea of a song, and then often, just get a lyric, and then write the melody sort of while writing the lyrics. So knowing the way I want it to feel, like if it's a somber, if it needs like a somber melody, then writing that somber melody as I write the lyrics of the song. So it's all very cohesive, might be the wrong word, but process, like the melody and the lyrics come at the same time, but I generally get a lyric first, I think.
Check out Jenna at her official website, www.jennaperala.com. Here is Jenna Perala with the title track of her latest release, Exactly Nowhere.
Heart is where the home is. I can't find mine. Think I left it in the cushions of your couch. And everything is ouch, yeah. Everything hurts. I can't breathe and I'm getting worse. Cause I miss you, I miss New York. I miss me, I'm a missing person, yeah. I miss you, I miss New York. Missing person, I'm a follow your bliss, so I followed you right off of the bridge, and you let me do it. Maybe I'm weak, hey, that's okay. One thing that I learned from you is strength is overrated, cause yeah.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Surrender the Fall, and their debut album, Burn in the Spotlight. That elusive rock and roll dream has led many on a futile quest, but the fellas from Surrender the Fall have found their way with a sturdy collection of songs, guaranteed to blast them into rock's stratosphere. You see, good rock and roll is more than a mere career path for these guys. It's do or die. Burn in the Spotlight, the debut CD from Surrender the Fall, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at Facebook.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Passionate. Fearless. Innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Jenna Perala and her latest release, Exactly Nowhere. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jenna regarding her latest release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most and why?
Good question. I always say that the song Hip Hop and Cartoons is one of my favorites. I think it resonates just because it's just so, Hip Hop and Cartoons were such a theme of, or not a theme, but like a part of my life. I mean, I grew up in a really like hip or cartoon kind of era when smart cartoons came out, like The Simpsons and South Park, and you know, so many from there. So I did. I mean, and then hip hop. I have hip hop probably the music that I listen to the most. And so I mean, just the content alone, without getting into the deeper meaning of that song, is just a comforting title and lyric hip-hop and cartoons. Both those things make me so happy. And then the deeper level of it, you know, like hip-hop and cartoons can be like a religion or teach us quite a bit. You know, that gets a little deeper in such a funny little song. So yeah, it kind of makes me laugh every time I hear it or play it. So that song, Life is Hard, is one of my favorite songs lyrically. And it just resonates because I just still so strongly believe that, I guess. Like, life is hard even when it's easy. I mean, it seems like it's never easy even when it's easy. And it's so crazy. You know, ups and downs. So many ups and downs in life, and that song is just the constant is a reminder, resonates on that level. Yeah, so those two definitely. And then, I mean, exactly Nowhere, that when I just, it's the title track, so
right.
I don't even know what to say about that other than it's the title track.
Fat World is one that stands out for me.
Oh, yeah?
Love that one, yes.
that one cracks me up. I mean, I think it's kind of, I don't know, I'm going to say bold. I'm not sure. But,
well, it's a punchy one. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're like all my children, so I like them all. But, just some of the lyrics in that song kind of cracked me up in Fat World. And, yeah, I love what we came up with instrumentally. That was, oh, that song, when we were in the studio, Russell Marsland was playing it with me. So I laid down the guitar line track, and Russell also was playing with me. And every time we listened to it, it just wasn't right. Like, we tried so many different things on that song, and then I realized that he was playing it. It was his playing that was too clean. It was too good. So I had to take him right off the track. It felt better sloppy. Like, it sounded better. It's just a song that's supposed to be, I always fall behind on my own time on that song. So it's just like, but that's how, then I've grown used to it, I guess. So that's how I like it. So, I had to take him right off because it was too good, which is kind of funny.
And, the sleeve of the album, I mean, the artwork, the image on the cover is very striking. Talk about the inspiration for it.
Man, I'm so grateful to the artists that were involved in it, that made it happen. I think it's so beautiful. Taking myself completely out of it, I think it is striking also. I'm so pleased. I had an idea. I didn't know it was going to be the cover, but it was a photo shoot, and the idea was to get my album cover out of the photo shoot that I was doing. It was a great photographer named Eric Cairns. And I told him I want to get pictures of me spinning with a clean background or something in the background that's solid, and then I would be very blurry. And I was originally wearing a jacket with tassels, but they just got trimmed out in the art process of it, in the layout process of it. But I told him I wanted to be blurry. I wanted the background solid, and it just to be kind of like an emotion shot. And he was on board to get artsy. I did a bunch of pirouettes and I spun. And he really is the one who deserves the credit. He got the photo, made me keep spinning, even though I didn't even know what I really wanted. But he must have gotten some kind of vision based on what I said and then the pictures he was getting. And then when I got the photos back, I just knew right away that that was the album cover. But originally it wasn't my plan. I just, those were just like extra artsy shots I was going to do. And then as soon as he sent me, yeah, and then I just worked with this really awesome designer named Monica Koch, and she did the cover design and made it look how it looks now, not just like a photograph of a blurry person. That was probably a long story.
No.
But I'm just so pleased with it.
No, I think in this age where it's all MP3s, it's great to see, you know, good, you know, sleeve artwork, you know, and I always like to know what's behind it. With this album, I mean, I don't know how recently it's been released or if it hasn't been released yet or not, but...
I released it June 16th.
Oh, okay. Well, since it's been June, have there been any reactions to it so far that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
I guess I didn't have very many expectations. So I think the thing that surprised me most right now is just the amount of people that still haven't heard it. Just like people that I know and stuff, I'm just surprised they haven't heard it. But other than that, I'm just kind of, it's still really early. So far the reviews have been really good, and I guess I'm a bit surprised by everyone being so taken by its eclecticness. I don't think there's been a reviewer or a critic yet that hasn't mentioned its diversity, which, I mean, we knew the whole time. I didn't know a defining trait of the album necessarily.
Interesting.
I was just, you know, they're all my songs, so I don't find them, I get that they're all different genres, but I guess I don't on some level.
Well, what would you like people to come away with once they've heard this album?
Jeez, that's a tough question. I mean, I love coming away from albums inspired, peaceful. So, but I don't know. I mean, that I don't want to know that it was worth their time. I guess that it made their time. Yeah, worthwhile. That it was worth their time. That's cool.
Check out Jenna at her official website, www.jennaperala.com. From her CD Exactly Nowhere, here is Jenna Perala once more with Hip Hop and Cartoons.
We can fuck and watch The Simpsons, make it like some new tradition. Every Sunday, like clockwork, it'll be our new fandangled church, and everyone will want to join, will it? At least our friends, well, some of them. Everyone will want to learn what we learn living on our terms, 'cause Queen, it's the least I can do. She'd do the same for me and you. And God bless this earth from which we live. My only hope is it will forgive. Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. Save myself and I'd like to win it. Forgive me, Mother, I'm no slut, but I get around and I like to fuck it. Watch the Simpsons.
Cartoons, we'll learn
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jenna Peralta for her time and her music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.